What I want to talk about today is really, as you'll see, it's family business. Because it has to do with all of us. And as I get into my message, I wanted to mention, we hear a lot of talk on the news about our president, about our Secretary of State, and about Congress and how they either disagree or agree on the deal that was made with Iran over them building or not building a nuclear bomb, a huge, huge weapon of mass destruction. I have no idea, based on what I've heard, if it was a good deal or a bad deal. You know, you hear one person's side of the story, but don't really know. Wasn't there. Wasn't at the meetings. But if this has any indication of what we've done in the past, probably wasn't the best deal we could have made. When President Bush sent our nation's military into Iraq to locate and destroy huge amounts of weapons of mass destruction that our best intelligence, along with the best intelligence of other nations of this world, said were there and could be used against not only the United States and other countries, but also could be and were used on the Iraqi people by their own leader. But when we went into Iraq, no weapons were found. I don't know why. The intelligence said they were there, but I don't know why they were found. Why they weren't found. If they didn't look in the right place, if they had been hid, I don't know. But I want to give you some clues today on how we can identify and locate the real weapon of mass destruction. And that affects our family business. But it's a weapon we all have to be aware of, what it looks like, the damage it can do. And I'll give you some clues. And these are clues that will help you locate and identify the weapon of mass destruction. I have no respect for justice. I have no respect for justice. I injure without taking life. I injure without taking life. I break hearts and ruin lives. I break hearts and ruin lives. I'm cruel and gain more strength with age. I'm cruel and gain more strength with age. The more people that listen to me, the more credibility I have. The more people that listen to me, the more credibility I have. I can become a popular part of any group regardless of status. Young, old, poor, rich, doesn't matter. I can become a popular part of any group regardless of status. People are helpless against me. People are helpless against me. I am in most cases nameless and faceless. I am in most cases nameless and faceless. I'm very difficult to track down. The harder you try, the more difficult it becomes. I'm very difficult to track down. The harder you try, the more difficult it becomes. If I damage your name, you will never be the same. If I damage your name, you will never be the same. I'm responsible for destroying governments, marriages, friendships, individuals, and churches. I'm responsible for destroying governments, marriages, friendships, individuals, and churches. I cause tremendous heartache and pain. I cause tremendous heartache and pain. I keep people from sleeping at night. I keep people from sleeping at night. I make people suspicious of each other. I make people suspicious of each other. I have brought many people to tears. I have brought many people to tears. As members of the body of Jesus Christ and people who must defend ourselves every day from a sworn enemy, we must know the identity of the weapon that is going to be used on us and can cause all of these terrible things that I just mentioned. We know that Satan has an arsenal of high-powered weapons that he uses against God's people. This particular weapon causes lifelong damage. The weapon of mass destruction that is the subject of my message today is gossip. Gossip. One person and one piece of heavy equipment can destroy in a couple of hours a sizable building that took many people and months to build. One piece of gossip can destroy in a very short time years of work, lifelong friendships, and even cause someone to leave the body of Jesus Christ. Gossip in most cases is one-sided and very judgmental. Let's turn to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18 and in verse 17. The first one to plead his case seems right. The first one to plead his case seems right. We see that if we watch a movie that happens to have a court scene in it or something, and the prosecutor or the defense attorney, whoever goes first, presents their case, and you're saying, my goodness, how could, yeah, that's got to be fact. How could it be any other way? Because we heard what they had to say. But then someone else gets up and examines what this person had just said and tears it all apart. Doesn't seem as credible after we hear all of the details, all of the facts. It doesn't seem as credible anymore. So the first one to plead his case seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. So we can hear a lot of things about someone, about a coworker, about a boss, about a family member, about a friend. That seems, well, that makes sense. But then when we examine what we've heard, it falls apart. No substance. Someone can tell us something about another person that sounds like it's true. The sad part is sometimes we accept it as being true, and it's not. When it's examined, it falls apart. We can look back to the instruction God gave through Moses to the children of Israel, an instruction that was for us as well, not only for them, but for us as well. Turn back to the book of Leviticus. Back to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19. Gossip isn't anything new. Been around for a long time. Leviticus 19. We're talking here about the ceremonial and moral laws. But in verse 16 of chapter 19, it says, "You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord." God takes being a talebearer very serious. He says we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't be going about as a talebearer. A talebearer is a person who circulates rumors that are either distortions of the truth or just plain lies that are meant to harm someone. God hates anyone that brings harm or causes division, especially among his church, especially among his people. But in general, he hates that. If we do something at work to cause division and problems between our coworkers, shame on us. That's not godly. Or if we say something about anyone, that's not godly. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6 and verse 16. These are the things God hates. Doesn't say here he dislikes them a little bit or they bug him. You know, kind of gets on my nerve, but it said he hates them. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. And all of these you could include in gossip. Even if what we have to say about someone is true, by telling others about it, we could cause division. God hates that. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. These are scriptures here that we should really take seriously. Because there's no way out of this. We're all going to face this. So we need to think about how we handle things, how we say things. In verse 33, Matthew 12, beginning in verse 33, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. We're known by our fruit. Scripture says that. Brood of vipers, how can you be evil? Speak good things, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have to be careful of what comes out of our mouth. We have to watch what we say. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Very, very serious things to think about. And we as the children of God should only desire to build each other up as God does. That's what God does. When we've messed up, when we've committed sin, and we're on our knees to God asking for forgiveness, God doesn't kick us down. He lifts us up. Yes, I forgive you. I forgive you. Let's move on. He builds us up. That's what we need to do with each other. It's what it says in James 4:10. God lifts us up. First Corinthians 10, if you turn there with me. First Corinthians in chapter 10. There's some Old Testament examples giving here for our benefit. Again, just like I said, nothing's new. Many, many things, including gossip, have been around forever. But we need to be aware of these things and take advantage of the examples and learn from the examples we're given. 1 Corinthians 10 and in verse 10 says, he's saying here about things that we shouldn't do. And in verse 10 it says, nor murmur. Nor murmur, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. And we all know that story. As the Israelites began to murmur against Moses. After all they'd seen God do, they still gossiped and murmured and wanted things their way, and we know what happened. God dealt with them. Gossip can even cause someone to be put to death. And it has. Let's turn to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, we read about Stephen, who was preaching the gospel, who was preaching the truth of God. But there were religious leaders during that time, just like there were religious leaders who didn't agree with Jesus Christ, they didn't agree with Stephen as well. Felt he was causing trouble, doing things he shouldn't have done. In Acts 6 and verse 8, it said, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. And there rose some from what's called the synagogue of the freedmen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke." They didn't like it, but couldn't deny it either. In verse 11, "Then they secretly induced men to say, 'We've heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God.'" So they went around among the people just gossiping about Stephen. Said, "Did you know what he really said? Do you know what he said about Moses?" People believe that. And in verse 13, "They also set up false witnesses who said, 'This man does not cease to speak blasphemous things against the holy place and the law.' For we have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us." All of these things were going on. All of this gossip about Stephen was taking place just to build up resentment and get people to look at Stephen in a different way and get him to get them to turn against him. And then we go over to Acts 7 and in verse 54. Acts 7 and in verse 54, we see the results of this. Acts 7 and verse 54 says, "When they heard these things," when they heard all of these tales that the talebearers were bringing to them, "They were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." So Stephen's still preaching the gospel, preaching the truth, but these people are so set against him that they just want to tear him. They don't want to listen to him anymore because they've heard all of these things about him. And in verse 56, he said, "And look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him." They killed him. All because of talebearers gossiping about him. Stephen was stoned to death because a weapon of mass destruction was used against him. Many people who once belonged to our fellowship and worshiped God in the same manner as we do now use the weapon of mass destruction against us, trying to destroy God's church, saying we're legalist. We don't need to keep the Sabbath. We don't need to do this, the holy days. We don't need to do that. Nothing. We don't need to do anything. Just accept Jesus into our heart. And these are people who sat with us in the past years. But if you get on the internet, you read all the gossip, all the juicy stories, not only about Mr. Armstrong, but about other men who have been leaders in the church. All of that juicy stuff. And some people believe that. I had a member question me, or I shouldn't say question me, but ask me a few months ago about a story about Mr. Armstrong that was years and years and years old, but somebody had recycled it. And I thought, this is unbelievable. But they believed it. They believed it. So whoever put that on the internet intended to do harm, and they did. They couldn't harm Mr. Armstrong because he's dead, but they harmed that member because they poisoned their brain fed them all of these lies. The internet is so easy to share gossip with hundreds and thousands who can read what a person has written. And what gossip a person shares can be 100% wrong. 100% wrong, but somebody will believe it. Somebody will believe it. Which, in the end, will cause harm or destroy someone. Because that's what it's meant for. It's not put on there for any other reason. Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26 and in verse 20. Proverbs 26 and in verse 20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. It stops immediately. The fire goes out when you're out of wood or anything burnable, the fire goes out. Talebearers have nothing to say. There's nothing to say. If they won't gossip, if they won't lie, if they won't slander. This talebearer here is also rendered in the margin as gossip or slander. Gossip or slander. We in the Church of God could stop gossip today. We could stop it today within the church. All we have to do is don't spread gossip and don't listen to it. Stops it. No firewood for the fire. It goes away. It goes out. James, if you turn there with me. James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and in verse 26. James chapter 1 and in verse 26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. If we don't control our tongue, if we don't have control over what we say. Now, there are TV shows, there are magazines that make their living on gossip. That's what they do. Used to go or you can go into any store and you see the magazines right there as you're checking out, all of the gossip magazines. Some of the stories that are amazing. I used to think the Enquirer and that stuff was just a bunch of made-up stories until I watched Men in Black. And I found out that's where the real information is. But you read some of those headlines and you're saying, my goodness, but people eat that stuff up because I got the scoop. I know the real story. And those magazines hope you feel that way because that means money in their pocket. But people love gossip. Companies thrive on printing it. The TV magazine, Entertainment Tonight, and all these other magazines, or these TV shows. Amazing. And they'll tell you just a little bit of a story. And they'll stretch it out to like a month and a half so you'll turn in the next night to get that other little piece of it. They know how to hook people. They know how to do it. Because they know we want to hear. I want to hear the scoop on this movie star or this politician. And they know that. Psalms 34:13 says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. You and I have to be aware that this weapon of mass destruction does exist. there's evidence that it does exist. Satan may disguise it to look like something else, but it can destroy whoever gets struck by it. What's the old saying? You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a... Gossip is gossip, no matter how you describe it, disguise it. We have to be very clear about the damage caused by it. If we have something to say about another person, we should follow the instruction given in the book of Proverbs. Let's turn there. Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25. We also have instruction in Matthew 18 to follow if we have a problem. Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25 and verse 9. Proverbs 25 and verse 9. Debate your case with your neighbor himself and do not disclose a secret to another, lest he who hears it expose your shame and your reputation be ruined. We don't want to ruin anybody's reputation. We don't want to hurt anybody. I know nobody here does. None of us want to do that. This verse is talking about taking someone to court, but it's the same thing with us. We want to protect, lift up each other. Not in any way destroy someone. There's been lifelong relationships in the church that have been destroyed by a rumor, by gossip. Gossip is a type of oppression. With it, you can hold people down and not allow them to move on. It's just like having your foot down on their head, holding them down to the ground. They can't do anything. They're held back by all of this. Psalm 64. Psalm 64. Psalm 64. I'm sorry. Let me see here. What Proverbs 16. I don't know where in the world I came up with that. No, I do. Stay there. Don't leave me. Psalm 64 and verse 1. Psalm 64 and verse 1. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words. We can damage a lot of people. We can do a lot of harm with gossip. Gossip is always done in secret. How many of us, other than those magazines or TV shows that I've talked about, hear gossip? It's always done in secret. The conversation usually begins like this. I really shouldn't say anything, but... Did you hear about? I don't know if it's true, but I'll go ahead and share it with you anyway. I'll tell you, but you have to promise not to tell anybody else. Now, I just broke the promise I made to the person who told me. And it goes on and on and on. Never ending. That's why it's a weapon of mass destruction. It never stops. Proverbs 10:18, whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander or gossip is a fool. That's what God says. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. I've seen longtime members in the church who went at odds with each other over a just a simple little rumor. And we're head-to-head with each other. And going to destroy a friendship that was decades old. That shouldn't be happening. Especially in God's church. James 3. James 3. And in verse 1. Very familiar scriptures here. James 3 and verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. It's not talking about me. I'm certainly not a perfect man. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths and they obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. He just whipped that baby around wherever he wants that to go. Even so, the tongue, our tongue is a little member and boasts great things. I probably boasted a thing or two in my day. Maybe you have too. Because it says our tongue boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and we see that out west. Thousands and thousands of acres burning that was all started by a little spark. And the damage and destruction that that's caused. People losing everything they have. And the fire just rages on. At last count, I know one firefighter had lost his life. I don't know if there's been any more or not, but just a little spark started this whole thing. Then it goes on to say, and the tongue, our tongue, is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. You want to tame a lion? Go for it. Tame an elephant? Go for it. You can tame these animals. Man's done it. But it says here in verse 8, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. We get in a cage with a whip and a chair with our tongue, guess who's going to win? With it. And I'm guilty of this. I don't know about you. But with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men. That's why we have two sides of our mouth. So we can talk out both sides. Who have been made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, very simple. If we follow this instruction, if all of God's people follow this instruction, it would stop today. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. We as Christians should not be doing that. That's what God says. We should not be doing that. But loving relationships have been destroyed by that weapon of mass destruction. Now, I don't know about you, but I had difficulty when I was even thinking about asking this question. But would you ever think about gossiping about God the Father? Would you ever think about that? Has that thought ever entered your mind? I'm sure it hasn't. And it should. But what about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What about Jesus? Let me tell you a couple of things you should know. I don't have all the details, but I'll share it with you. And don't pass this on. But did you know that Jesus had a wife and a child? Did you know that? Got that on good authority. I also heard he didn't exist eternally. He only existed after Mary gave birth to him. Did you know that? That's on good authority. And I thought I'd share it. Those are silly things based on the Word of God, but there are religious groups out there teaching those things today. Gossip about our Lord and Savior because they want to pull him down to a lower level. They don't want him to be a supreme being that's always existed. Well, how do we do that? We bring him down a notch or two. We make him like us instead of making us like him. Just gossip, nonsense about our Lord and Savior. But it's happening. It exists. And people believe it. There are people who have attended the Church of God, and now today, if you ask them, they believe this. Why wouldn't people look to the Word of God for truth? Search the Scriptures daily, as we're admonished to do. Some people love to hear those juicy things. Oh, I knew there was something about Jesus. I knew it. Now I know. I knew he's a little odd out there. But now, he's just like me. Just like me. Got a wife and a kid. Probably working two jobs. He's just like me. Now we have the scoop. But when we examine that, when we look at God's Word and God's truth and we examine the facts, that's nonsense. That's foolishness. Gossip is truly a weapon of mass destruction that is used to injure and destroy human beings, including the ones in the Church of God. That's all it does. That's all it's made for. Destruction. Nothing more. Matthew 24, if you turn there with me. Matthew 24. It's heartbreaking to see long time members of God's church that have been set against one another because of something somebody said. And to see a friendship just being destroyed. Matthew 24 in verse 9. Matthew 24 in verse 9. We know here this is when Christ was giving us signs of the end. Matthew 24 in verse 9. And they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and betray one another and will hate one another. How do we begin to betray one another? Well, we gossip. We carry some tales, as they say down south. We carry some tales. And we betray one another. And we learn to hate one another. They said that about me. They said I did what? So you begin to hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, just as we talked about what's being taught about Jesus Christ. Matthew 10, in verse 21. Matthew 10 and verse 21. Again, it's talking about things that will be coming Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Stephen was stoned because of lies that were told about him. That could happen to us as well in the end time. Turning in family members to be put to death. We're family. We are family. We're God's children. And we have to rely on God to handle things. And if we choose to use a weapon of mass destruction against our family, we must be willing to stand before God and explain ourselves. Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Again, very familiar scriptures. Matthew 22 and verse 36. Jesus Christ was being questioned here, and he says, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." We would not even think about gossiping about God or Jesus Christ. And then he goes on, "This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Would we say anything? I'm not going to start a rumor about myself. That wouldn't make any sense. So why would I start a rumor about somebody else? We shouldn't do that. God is love. Satan would like to destroy that love. Those relationships we have. Matthew 6. We have to be so careful. Matthew 6. Matthew 6 and verse 14. Matthew 6 and verse 14. The hardest thing I've had is when something like this happens. When you have two longtime friends who are caught up in gossip and you try to work that out, the hardest thing is to get them to forgive. It's in here. It's hard for them to forgive. I would have never thought anybody would say that against me or about me, let alone a lifelong friend. But God also gives us instruction. "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." We have to be forgiving. We have to love one another. We can't control or stop gossip from happening out in the world. We can't. We have no control over the world. But we can stop, as I said before, gossip from happening in God's church today. Right now at 3:21 in the afternoon on the Sabbath. We can stop gossip from happening anymore. If each one of us as a Christian refuse to spread or listen to gossip, it will burn itself out and go away. Won't exist. We can work together to destroy this weapon of mass destruction because it does exist. And it's harming our church. It's harming God's people. We can't allow it. We can stop it. It's not godly. God hates it, as we read in Proverbs. God hates it. So we have to do what Christians have to do. We have to stand up for what's right and do it. Simple. Simple as that. But we can end it today. It's our choice. But remember what we read. That one day we, you and me, individually, will stand before our God. And we will have to explain what came out of our mouth. We love each other. We're family. Let's not tear each other apart. Let's not listen to gossip about each other. There's a difference between gossip and wanting to help someone. It's the motive. It's the motive. And that's what we have to think about and pray about. But let's end gossip in God's church. Let's end gossip here in Lansing. We don't have to worry about it. We don't do that. We won't spread it. We won't listen to it. Period. And if someone's offended because they want to tell me something and I say, you know, no thank you, that's their problem. It's not mine. But we need to grow in that love that God has told us and admonished us to grow in. The love that Jesus Christ has for us. That we would give our lives for each other. So let's end the gossip in God's church. It's your responsibility and it's my responsibility to do that. I don't want to have to deal with any more longtime members who are just about to go at it because someone said something that wasn't true to destroy a friendship. That doesn't make any sense at all for a Christian to do something like that. So let's do our part because we each have a part in this. It will please God. It will make Him a proud father.